But I made them all walk home for starters in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
It sure is. And Margaret, you're home.
I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again. We are pickers for good, aren't we? Yes, I'm feeling quite good, actually, for the first time in quite a few weeks. Got a lot of air.
You sound great, Margaret. You sound really good.
Yes. Sound great. Good to be home?
Yes. Oh, good to be home, yes. They were very good to me. And I've got to give a big shout out to that ninth floor St Vincent's Private. I had a lot of fans.
Did you?
How does that sound?
A bit of a celebrity.
I had one fella knock on my door and say, "Can I come in to Margaret?" I thought, "How did you know that?" And I know how he, I knew how he found out. And he came in and his name is Steve. He listens every week. Good on you, Steve. Keep listening.
Absolutely. Good on you, Steve. It's amazing, Margaret. The people, I got looked after a treat. The nurses in my in at the Avenue were just superb as well. So. Now, they look after your treat. I will say that.
We get very lucky to have such a great hospital system, and a big cheerio to everyone out there in the hospital system who is looking after people who are, playing the back nine, like Pix and Margaret are. So good on you out there.
Now, Margaret, when's your birthday?
Thursday.
I knew it was close. So what date are we talking?
Same date every year, Pix.
What would you say?
What date is it?
It's
13. The 13th of May.
Okay, righty.
What would you like for your birthday, Margaret?
I don't. Look, I never wish for anything. I've got everything I need at my fingertips. I'm such a lucky person. What do I need at 91?
Margaret, I'll tell you what you need. What? You need the Blues to knock over the Dogs on the weekend.
Oh,
how's
well, I always wish for that. Doesn't need to be a birthday. I need them to win all the time. I pray for them to win.
So were you in
I used to say when I was a girl, do you know what, if I had the choice between Tats Lotto and the Blues winning, I'd say, give me the Blues winning. I was only a girl, I used to say that. Those silly things.
Margaret, were you in hospital last Sunday when the Blues took on the Bombers? Or were you out?
Yes, I was. I didn't come home till Wednesday. Just come home.
You would have been happy
days,
with
8 days.
Happy with what you saw, wouldn't you?
Oh, the doctor came in. He always came in at 6 o'clock in the morning. The man that never slept, I used to say. And
they like coming in early.
And he was a Carlton supporter, and he'd say, "We've got to knock him over. We've got to knock him over today." And I'd say, "Oh God, I hope we have." Well, of course we did, and I was very excited. And when he came in the next day, I said, "We did it! We did it! We did it!"
Ben, absolutely.
He was excited too.
Absolutely fantastic. And just before we get on to a few other things, I just wanted to check on what kind of condition the house was in when you got home.
Because the Rottweiler.
The Rottweiler was on the loose.
Yes, he gave a big lift.
Because he leaves his things lying around. And when he
had everything in order.
Did he? He hadn't left crumbs on the floor?
No, he didn't. He had everything in order. Everything was dishwashed.
That's because you've named and shamed him, Margaret. That's why.
Yeah,
I must have. I've done something. Something good. Something good's come out of it.
Yeah. Oh, magnificent. What about the cricketers trying to get out of it? What do you think about Michael Slater and his attack on the Prime Minister?
Well, he may have given the PM a big shake, mightn't he? I know it was their choice to go over there, that it wasn't the Prime Minister's fault that they went there, and he can't help the virus, but, they've got to get him home, yes. I've got to give. So I'm glad he gave him a big shove.
Yeah,
that's my take.
Well, that's good. So let's get back to the Blues, Margaret. You must be thrilled with, the development and the improvement. Every time I see him play, gets better and better. He's an absolute little star now, Sammy Walsh.
Oh, he is a star. And Kane Corns,
I think he's a buyer now. I think he's all over it, Margaret. I think he's apologised. He didn't rate him as highly as
Margaret
he should
think?
Have.
Oh, he's a twerp, I tell you. Real twerp. Yes, he's a little gem, isn't he? He's a great player. He puts in every week, Every week he puts in. And I hope Spectre, or whatever his name is, the rat we used to call him, gets in his position in the midfield.
What'll happen?
They've been playing him out on.
Yeah, I think he's been playing midfield this year, Margaret. He'll be winning your best and fairest at the moment. I think what Carlton have got, and they've got something to work with here, they've got a dynamic young midfielder in Sam Walsh. They've got a dynamic young defender in Wietering. And they've got a dynamic young forward in Harry Mackay as well, Margaret. So you've got three young guys that you can build your club on, I think.
Well, gee, I hope they can. I really think the Bulldogs will give them a run for their money. I can tell you, I think they'll be hard to knock over.
But
we have done it before, and you never know what happens.
Sounded like your phone rang there, and someone else in the house picked up the other line. Is that what happened?
What are you talking about,
headset,
Hutchie?
My headset. I was hearing that in my headset. I thought
Hutchie, just tune in.
No, it's not here.
It's not here. Well, okay, we're having an interview on a radio station,
here.
Hutchie.
It was coming in through my headset. I apologise to you.
It's probably your phone.
Hey, Margaret.
It's probably his call. His call.
I tell you what, it'd be a great birthday present. Tuesday week, I think it is.
Oh, did you see the trial?
Margaret's banter on the 18th of May. This stage, we're going to run at Maui in the first or second race in the two-year-old.
It's going to win too.
It's going to be exciting. Are you looking forward to it?
I certainly am. I told them all at the hospital, I'll be out of here by hook or by crook. I tell you,
Margaret,
I'm going.
Did you watch the trial the other day, Margaret?
I didn't. Wesley showed it me on the phone.
God, I tell you, what an impressive trial.
4 lengths she won by.
Oh, just cattled to my 4 length trial win.
I was going to suggest to you, Pixon, to you, Margaret, I've pushed my flight back to Sydney to later that day so I can get to Maui. If you can make it, Pix.
Yeah, I'll come.
I reckon. Well,
I've got to do. Yeah, I can come. Yeah, I'll get there.
And then, Margaret, would you like to join us if we took you down?
I would love it. That'd be my birthday present. There you go. That's a great thing.
Yeah,
what a thrill.
We'll take you and the Rottweiler with us. We'll even get the towel in the back of the car for when he eats on the way down.
Bring the dustbuster, Hutch.
Dustbuster.
Get Brendo from John Allen to get us a little dustbuster.
He will. We probably should offer out. I was thinking, text us out there if you think you'd like to go. We've got two Gippsland stations, our own SEN track, and, of course, Gold 1242. There might be a couple of people who want to come down from Melbourne. It's an early one. We reckon it's going to be in the first or second race. So
it'll be probably a 12:30, 1 o'clock kick.
Be open to putting on a little lunch for our audience.
Oh, I think so, Hutch. Yeah, I'm in.
Just text us if you have an expression of interest on the temper text, 0433 98 11 16. We're not presumptive to think anyone wants to come with us, but... If you do, or you might want to go and watch Margaret's horse run around as its first starter with Margaret.
What's Manny saying about it, Hutch?
And we'll head back, I reckon, probably after the race, so we won't make it a long day for Margaret.
We'll have to get back for work, obviously.
We'll get you back middle of the afternoon. But I reckon a little lunch, anything? You want some scones or something?
Anything at all. I'm so excited about seeing her. I think she'd be real darling.
Yeah,
Maui Racing Club, magnificent club, brand new facility, of course, just reopened, and I reckon I'm speaking on their behalf. I reckon they'd have us. So they'd love to have us. So, why don't we get a little crew together and
we'll head down,
we'll watch and of course that might make a little just part birthday present for you as well. What do you reckon for Mother's Day? What's on the menu? What's your ultimate Mother's Day lunch for the mums out there before we let you go?
It'll be a roast lamb, I'd say. Roast lamb, good old fashioned roast lamb for mum. But a lot of people these days have a lot of fish, like prawns and things like that. Well, we will probably have a roast lamb dinner.
How about this,
Hutchie? I think my daughter-in-law will do that.
Margaret, we've got Tim from Morty. He'd love to come. Luke, I'd be keen to go. Russell from Pakenham would love to go. People want to go and see Margaret's banter, the horse. Well, make its debut at Maui.
And I reckon we want to have one of those old-school bookie smashes picks where we'll get in and just raid them. About 50 of us just roll through with wads.
We've got Margaret over taking down one bookie. You're taking down one.
Margaret,
I'm on the toad. I'm getting the fixed odds.
Margaret could be our runner.
Alex in Melton's in. David's in.
My fake bookie.
Kurt's in.
My fake bookie. My fake bookie that sits in the chair every week. He's got his hand up. He said, look, he's coming.
See if Manny can get hold of number 10.
Yep, there we go.
For us, Hutchie. If we can actually get cloth number 10, yep. Even be better.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
Whatever. Doesn't matter, does it, Pickers?
At this stage, we're running, so we'll keep that locked in for now. Anyway, before we let you go, is there a little song you can give us?
Yes, I will, but can I just call out a few nurses' names because they're all listening?
Yep.
Sarah, Steph, Laura, Will, Emily, and the pastoral lady, Louise. She even give me a kick. There you go. Thanks, girls. Love you all.
Fantastic.
Now we've got to say something for our girl. Oh, sweet and lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. Bye for now, boys.
See you, Margaret. Have a great day.
Bye, darling. Our phone line's just gone berserk.
It's gone nuts here.
People wanting to be there. We've never seen anything like this. It is absolutely off their head, this text machine at the moment.
It's unbelievable.
It has gone crazy to see we're getting hundreds and hundreds of texts come through.
What about this one, Hutch?
From people right around the state who want to be there for Margaret's first race. So I don't think we've ever seen anything like this on the text picks. It's lit up like a Christmas tree.
Hi, Margaret. You are the CEO, chairman and treasurer of the Maui Racing Club listing, and we would love to have you at Maui. Scones on us.
Look at that. Magnificent. Well, it's a magnificent club and does a great job. And, we'll get to that during the course of the week. Of course, our local SEN track station there will get right behind it too. And, of course, wonderful friends at Gold 1242 in Traralgon. That was Margaret this morning. And look at this, Pix. We might
fly down from the
MCG.
I'll fly down from the Gold Coast if I can meet Margaret.
Look at this. We've never seen anything like this. So a big crowd expected on the day. More off the bench, Pix, right after this.